Yeah, you got that right,
we are
John.
In trouble because of Iraq, Iran, Iraq. Oh, we wanted to go to Iran. PNAC wanted to go to Iran, but we didn't have the troops.
Who is that?
Some guy decided to start two wars and cut taxes. Some guy started Medicare Part D. Some guy started Medicare Advantage. Some guy didn't want to pay for all this. And then another guy came along and orchestrated and allowed the biggest bank robbery in history from the auto industry and Wall Street.
So where do
why aren't we talking about that?
Where do you think this all started, John?
This whole decline of the... But what you are witnessing, my darling, is the death of an empire. And the biggest proximate causes were the last two, this president, previous president, and our Congress are the murderers. What we're going into, this started in the 80s with Reagan. And that's a whole nother story.
And who did you vote for, John? Can you tell me that?
When?
The last election. Let's start with that one.
I threw my vote away and voted for Nader. Let me tell you something. What's coming next is the big shock. The shock doctrine. The disaster capitalism.
Do you think it's going to be Marxism?
No. It's going to be what happened to Gorbachev in the fall of the Soviet Union, and right after him, what happened to Yeltsin in the Russian Federation. It happened in Chile in 72. It happened in Iceland. It happened in other countries. It's the Milton Friedman runaway
train.
Chicago school of wild, wild west capitalism. What you're going to have is you're going to have a whole lot of rich people, a whole lot of poor people, and a whole lot of organized crime. And you folks have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much, John, for your call. Well, he's got a point there in a way. We've got all that going on right now.
I think we all agree we're in big trouble. He might have a different read on how we got here, but we're in big trouble.
Well, his attitude says he knows it, but I hope he'll do something about it, is what I hope. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back. I've got a little clip here I want you guys to hear about Marxism. This guy is a Green Beret, and he talks about that and how that's starting in our own country here. So we'll just listen to it and see what we think, okay?
Okay.
When we come back right here on Broadview on 1270 The Buzz. Thank you, John.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Everything you could possibly want in one paint is now available in one paint. Introducing Olympic One. Super premium paint without the premium price. Starting at just $24. Insist on Olympic. Exclusively at Lowe's. Now there's a paint and primer in one that can handle over 1,500 scrubs. Yeah, we counted. Introducing Olympic One. Super premium paint without the premium price. Insist on Olympic. Exclusively at Lowe's.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. And John, thank you for that call. John was talking about the fall of an empire. And
And we could be on the tipping point. Mm-hmm. I might disagree with how we got here from John, but...
Right. But it's all accumulative. And according to Lieutenant General, who is retired now, Green Beret, W.G. Boykin, he's from Oakland, he says, Marxism has already begun in America.
We hear a lot about Marxism and socialism, and there are those, particularly in the media, who would say that... We should tone down our rhetoric about socialism because we're not moving to socialism. Well, the reality is, I'm a special forces officer. I'm a Green Beret, and I've studied Marxist insurgency. It was part of my training, and the things that I know that have been done in every Marxist insurgency are being done in America today. The first thing that has happened when people like Fidel Castro have moved their societies towards Marxism is they've nationalized major sectors of the economy. Folks, that's what the bailouts were, nationalizing major sectors of the economy. The second thing they've done is they've redistributed wealth. We've heard enough about the redistribution of wealth. And in fact, the man that was appointed to handle Medicaid and Medicare after he was seated in the office actually stood up and said publicly that health care was nothing but a redistribution of wealth. The third thing that they do is they discredit their opposition. Now, I've never been so angry with my government as when a Department of Homeland Security memorandum went around to law enforcement all over the country saying that the future threats to America were right-wing Christian groups, pro-life groups, Second Amendment groups, and returning veterans. I'm still angry about that. But it never said Islamic terrorist. That's discrediting the opposition, the very groups that would stand up and protest the things that they see happening in our country. The fourth thing that has been done in the model is censorship. Now, it's kind of irrelevant with regards to the media because the most of the mainstream media is already on the left and is already very much in favor of the things that we see happening in America. But the hate crimes legislation that has been passed is actually targeted at pastors. It's targeted at pastors so that they don't get up in the pulpit and talk about things like homosexuality and same-sex marriage, or about the realities of Islam and the danger that Islam presents to America. The hate crimes legislation is meant to suppress them, to censor them, which is part of the Marxist model. The next thing that was done in every society was that gun ownership had to be controlled. We hold the Second Amendment to be very important to us as Americans, the right to bear arms. But in a Marxist movement, you have to control that gun ownership. I don't know if you've seen it, but there has been a decree by the administration, by the president and the secretary of state, saying that our president will sign the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which is about how we will buy, sell, and control individual private weapons. Folks, that means the United Nations, an international body, will decide how you and I, as Americans, can buy and sell our weapons, how we control those weapons, who's authorized to have those weapons, and where they are. This is a dangerous trend. And the final thing that is done in the Marxist model is societies like Cuba, like Venezuela today, like Russia under Stalin, or China under Mao Zedong, things they have done, the final thing has been actually to develop a constabulary force, a force that can control the population. You say, well, we don't have that. Well, let me remind you that prior to the election, the president stood up and said that if elected, he would have a national civilian security force that would be as large as and as well equipped as the United States military. For what? Remember, Hitler had the brown shirts. And in the Night of the Long Knives, even Hitler got scared of the brown shirts and killed thousands of them. Well, so you say, are there any signs that that's actually happened? The truth is, yes. If you read the health care legislation, which, by the way, no one in Washington has read, but if you read the health care legislation, it's actually in the health care legislation. There are paragraphs in the health care legislation that talk about the commissioning of officers in time of a national crisis to work directly for the president. It's laying the groundwork for a constabulary force that will control the population in America. You need to understand this is happening in America, and it fits the model that societies have that have been used when societies move to Marxism. It should be a matter of great concern. Find out more about it. Look at what's happening around you, and then get out and do something to help stop this. Use the constitutional tools that I found.
Food for thought from retired Lieutenant General W.G. Boykin. Thank you, Steve Ossie, JP, and thank you to you for listening to Broadview. We're back next week here on 1270 The Buzz, KBZZ Sparks, Reno. Your news is next.